the 26th of June.
Hi there. The word for you today is a sense of awe. In Isaiah 40, verse 26, we read, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things." G.K. Chesterton wrote, and I quote, "The world is not lacking in wonders, but in a sense of wonder." You know, it's said that if the earth were as small as the moon, its gravitation wouldn't support her needs. On the other hand, if it was as large as Jupiter, its extreme gravitation would make human movement almost impossible. If we were as close to the sun as Venus, the heat would be unbearable. If we were as far away as Mars, every region would experience snow and ice nightly. If the oceans were half their size, we'd get only 25% of our present rainfall. If they were 1/8 larger, annual precipitation would increase 400%, turning the earth into a vast uninhabitable swamp. Think about it. Water solidifies at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. But if the oceans were subject to that law, the amount of thawing in the polar regions wouldn't balance out, and we'd all end up encased in ice. So to prevent this, God put salt in the sea to alter its freezing point. How's that for a day's work? The psalmist wrote, Psalm 104, verse 24, "How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live." Hey, if God's workmanship wouldn't make you praise him and want to know him better, what would? John Stott said, and I quote, "Our greatest claim to nobility is our created capacity to know God, to be in personal relationship with him, to love him and to worship him. Indeed, we are most truly human when we are on our knees before our Creator."